front. Here I come, sitting down. All right. In my children's sermon this morning, come over here, Pastor Franklin. He is my children. Why don't you sit right in front of me, okay? You're small enough where you can do that. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you, for those of you that fill out the bulletin, there is a special prize back there in the prize box. Remember, if you fill in the blanks, the special prize that we'll have in there is there's some rocks in there. They're Larimar rocks, and so they're from the Dominican, and so I'll put those in there if you want them. That's one of the prizes you can have. But I wanted to talk to you about missions and missionaries. Pastor Franklin is a missionary, okay? You may not know this, but in his country, he was chosen by the Baptist churches to go to the part of his country that didn't have a lot of churches to start a church, okay? And I want to show you, I brought a map. I wish I'd had it up on the screen. But this is when we go this summer. We fly into Santo Domingo. This is the capital. And this is where he went to seminary, right? We go into here and we travel all the way down to this little place here. It's called Barona. It's about an hour and a half from Haiti. And that's where God led Pastor Franklin and his family to go. Now, Pastor Franklin actually lived up here in this part of the state. It was up in the mountains. And so he has absolutely loved being in Mount Ida because it reminds him of where he grew up. And it's cool in the mountains, and he has been enjoying that. But I wanted to interview him. First of all, what is a missionary? Here's the definition. A missionary is one who is sent to an area to promote Jesus. So Pastor Franklin is a missionary to Barona. But it's not just Barona. It's anywhere he goes. Now here's the funny thing. Do you know every one of us here who are Christians are supposed to be missionaries? It's not just people like Pastor Franklin. You're called to share Jesus in Mount Ida and wherever you go. And Pastor Franklin shares Jesus there, but he also shares Jesus here. So I'm going to ask him a couple questions. You thinking good this morning?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, tell us about your family. We know Adis over here. And Julie is giving you a microphone. Tell us about the rest of your family, their names, and who they are.
Well, my wife, her name is Benita Altagracia Garcia de Rodriguez. And she was born in Santiago, which is upper north where I live, 25 minutes away from La Vega, where I grew up. And then we married. We got Aris, our firstborn, and then Keisha. Keisha is 7 years. She's going to be turning 7 years the 31st of this month. And then Aris is 10, which is she just turned September.
She hit, her birthday is when?
Bill's birthday.
Thank you.
And Mia.
That's right. All right. Next question. Tell us about Barona. What kind of city is it?
Barona is a city by the coast. And there are a lot of people there. They're really receptive. And there are a lot of Pentecostal churches. And just a couple of Baptist churches in Barona. So Barona is more like a coast and farming, you know, work. They do a lot of farming, but also in cattling. And they do a lot of fishing around. So that's the kind of city by the coast. There are beaches, a lot of springs, creeks, rivers. It's nice. It's a very nice place. And the people are really receptive to the gospel. And guess what? As a Dominican, I can go into the house But if I bring an American, they open the door wider. So they want to know you, and then you're going to be like the bait for them to go to get to know Jesus Christ more. So that's awesome.
A funny story, we were going to Louisiana this week, and we were driving through the back part of Arkansas, little country towns, and he needed to go to the bathroom. And he said, can we just go pull up to that house and ask them if I can come in and use their bathroom? And I said, we could, but we're not, because they might shoot it. So in his country, you could do that. Unfortunately, Americans are kind of not that way. Next question. How old were you when you became a Christian?
I was about 15 to 16 years old.
Okay. Was your family a church-going family? Were they Christians when you were that age?
No, my family was not a Christian. I was the only one who gave his life to the Lord in my family. My whole family, my mother's side family and my father's side family, I was the first one.
Wow. What's your favorite thing to do in Verona?
As hobby? Or
yes, hobby.
Hobby is, I love fishing. I love going out with my girls to swim in the river and the beach, right? And I love being with my wife and my girl, just having this kind of tour time around.
Okay, next question. Would you like to have a group of Mount Ida people this summer?
What about if I say no? Yes, of course. I know you were laughing about it. Yes, I would like.
Well, my prayer is that our church will go. We would be missionaries here, but also there. So I'm going to have a word of prayer, guys. Let's close our eyes. Let's pray for Pastor Franklin and our area, okay? Lord, I thank you for Pastor Franklin, and I pray for his churches today that you would be with them, that they would share the gospel. We pray for our church that we would be missionaries to our community because it desperately needs Jesus. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.